All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 6. I'm Macy.
I'm Sakani.
I'm DeMonte.
I'm Ja.
And this is going to be a very, very special episode. It's going to be our 2023 recap. Mm-hmm. But before we get into all of that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask what everyone's listening to. I'll go first. I know the girls aren't big fans, but Tate McRae just dropped her album last week. And, you know, I'm getting into it. I think that she has potential to be a huge pop star. She's only 20 years old. She's Canadian, if that if that sways anything for you.
It doesn't.
And I think she's kind of fab. People keep calling her like this industry plant, but she was on So You Think You Can Dance, and she was the first Canadian finalist for that. And
she has like a resume. She's been in this.
Absolutely.
She earned to be like
So when people say like she just popped out of nowhere and that RCA is trying to make her like, I'm like, she's been working for a while, and I get it. We have enough white pop stars in history, but I'm like, let the girl have a chance.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm listening.
She's gonna have to grow on people. I just think the hype after the first video, I'm like, I feel like for that much hype, you need a little more of a catalog to get like the comparisons and stuff that she's getting. So I don't think.
Yeah, the comparisons to Britney are crazy to me, because I feel like at a time like early 2000s when Britney was like the shit, I think to make a comparison to Britney is
she insane. Didn't storm like that. Britney came knocking the door down.
Okay,
Britney was different. Like exactly. That was a cultural phenomenon.
So yeah, I just think people get so like they see one little thing and they're like, oh my god, this girl is just like this girl, and it's like,
and then it's things like that that turn me on off from listening to new people, honestly, because it's like, bitch, you will never be that. But I think I need to, like, for myself, I need to, like, give new artists a chance.
Yeah.
And not listen to the comparison.
That's the thing, too. It's just, like, we just live in that world where we'll sometimes see commentary on social media before we even hear the song. Before we even. And I'm the same way. Like, sometimes that will affect me. Be like, because I remember I did not listen to Summer Walker's music for so long. Because just thought she was kind of, like. Oh.
That's crazy.
I was there for that.
I thought she was like airheaded. Like I would see stuff online and I'm like, this girl cannot be serious. Like I saw her eating out of a dustpan one time. I would just see crazy stuff and I'm like, this girl is not real. Like what is she
fucker so back good. There? Is not real.
What could she be singing about?
I'm telling you right now that motherfucker back there.
I love someone.
But yeah, Still Over It Too was the first time I tapped into her and I felt so late.
Wow. Still Over It was your
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But oh yeah, what is everybody else listening to?
Go.
My song is gonna be Rump by Cash Cobain. One of my friends, it was like his most listened to artist of the year. And I've always like heard of good artists from him. So like when I saw it, I'm like, let me go check out one of his songs. And that was the first song I played, and I was just addicted right away. Like I listened to the album that was on. And it's a very just like I think it's a perfect pregame song. So fun.
Period. So we'll be listening to it later.
We'll be listening to that.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
we'll
yes.
be going up tonight.
Clearly, I'm in my feelings because I have two again. I'm doing Summer Walker Circuit. That song's Still Over It, by the way, which is a great song. I feel like that's
what you're about to do. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. That song is it. That album is it.
Exactly. And Harry also, I'm going to do Kelly Rowland Red Wine. That's like my favorite Kelly Rowland song. It's a deep cut. It doesn't get all the love it deserves because I don't know why. But the song, it just puts you in a good mood. It's lovely. The harmonies are amazing. Kelly Rowland's amazing. It's on Talk a Good Game. Y'all should check it out if you haven't gotten into it. Because like a lot of people haven't. And that pisses me off.
She's got some good, like,
phenomenal album.
The album, that is a body of work. Like, and that's the thing. For me, I love a body of work when it just flows. Kelly Rowland...
I agree. I think that album is very underrated.
I think she's underrated though.
Of course.
Even like the start of it, Freak. It's like you may not get it right away, but it makes sense as you get older. It's like, ooh.
Yes.
I feel it's a little bit more than I was when I was 18.
She fucking ate. Great album.
For me, I love Houdini by Dua Lipa. I just love songs that have a lot of like build up, and then on top of the build up has a lot of like ad libs. So I'm very much an ad-lib boy. I love them. And they just make me feel the music even more. Like, the beat could be, like, mid. But if you stack ad-libs and shit like that on, I'm just like... It's like a sensation. Mm-hmm. It runs through your body and you just feel like every sound in your ear. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have that type of sound in your ear, it's like, oh my gosh, this is like a out-of-body experience.
Yes.
And I feel like that's what that song makes me feel. Toward the end, of course. And I feel like that song is Sisters with River by Miley.
It is, yes.
They should be on the same album. Because there was an AI cover on TikTok of Miley singing Houdini. And I was like, this should have been on Endless Summer Vacations. But yeah, Dua Lipa did her thing with it.
Mm-hmm. She has a very good like formula for music, I feel mm-hmm. like. Like, I just think she's one of those pop stars. I just feel like she gets it. Like, she don't really miss to me. Like, I'm not somebody who streams her a lot. But when I hear that bitch music, I'm like, is this a hit?
Yeah.
Like,
and she's really smart with like her eras too. And that's one thing I feel like a lot of, and I'm not no fucking artist, but like pop artists in general, I feel like there was different eras of people. And, like, they would really hone into that experience. But I feel like Dua Lipa is following the same formula a lot of people did when they were younger or coming up.
She's going to be iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with 2024 right on our heels, it's December. I want to ask everyone, if you could describe 2023 in one word, what would it be and why? And I can go first. I would describe my 2023 as tough. lots of trials and tribulations. Lots of just things I didn't see coming.
Yes.
So that's me. Tough.
I would say for me, triumphant. Because, again, like you, my year has been very tough. And things have been thrown my way that I didn't see coming. And even though I haven't, like... overcame those obstacles just yet. I know that I will. So I have to remain in a positive mindset. So I will forever be triumphant.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say for me, I will use the word explorative. And just as far as like what I can do creatively, what I am able to do now and like I see for me happening. And also just like in terms of who I am as an individual, I feel like I've had a lot of growth this year, even if it's like good or bad. I feel like I've been able to tap into different experiences of who I am. I feel like 25 definitely told me a lot of like what I want to do and like what I can maintain and how to keep going with certain things and like what to like let go of sometimes. But yeah, definitely explorative. Obviously all the work is never done. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what will happen in 24 knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been over here thinking and I feel like I would say, I don't know if I'm using the right, I would just say defining. Like, I would say defining would be my word. That's I feel like, I just kind of found out, like, a lot about, like, myself and the direction I want to go in. Like, you know, we started this, and I feel like we've come so far in, like, the 1 year. Like, I think we've done a great job with branding ourselves and just, like, showing people like this is what we're doing and like making a name for ourselves, my music, like finishing my project. Like, I just kind of feel like I know who I am right now. Like, and despite like all the crazy things or like just the bad things or whatever, however you want to define it, the things going on in my life, like, I just feel like I at least know who I am. Like, I know like where I want to go in life. And I felt that way for a while, but I just feel like a little more sure.
Yeah. That's a great feeling to have, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with 2023 ending, what all have you guys done this year? What are you proud of?
I can go first.
If you want. Okay.
So I got my master's degree in June. God, 2 years in the making. Very, very, very tough process. So I'm very happy to have that under my belt. In November, I left a very toxic work environment. So I'm happy that I did that. And yeah, I think like the biggest highlight of my 2023 honestly has to be New Orleans with you all.
That was so fun.
Go
watch the vlog if you missed it last season.
Yes, there's a whole vlog that we have on this channel.
Season and one.
I just feel like I have never had as good as a birthday like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I will remember that trip when I'm like 70, 80, and just think back like, wow. Like,
it was just so easy. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Everything we did, it was just like, all right, well, let's go.
Sort of, kind of.
We're not going to get into that.
There was some trials and tribulations with New Orleans. For
sure. But we had a good time, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't let that shit stop my trip. I had a blast.
Had a good time.
Yeah. I feel like good of a time. Never experienced, like, going to the club at 1 a.m. Like, literally waking up at 1 a.m.
The afters, going like, to the club. We had so much fun there. Sakani was sick, and you were still a trooper the whole time, bitch. Thank you. Give it to you, because
I pushed
I'm,
through.
I'm not going.
I would say, y'all have fun. I'll try to make it on the last day.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, like, the way that I just was able to integrate my family and my friends so seamlessly. Like, it was just so beautiful to me that everybody just got along, and you guys even connected mm-hmm. outside of the trip, and you guys would talk on Instagram. And
yes,
I just love that. Like, my family, like, supports all of you guys and supports the channel.
I love them.
Yeah, so I just love that. And I love that that was able to happen. And
I know that's a good feeling, because yeah, everybody really wants that, and it's not always possible.
No,
it's
really cool.
I think our family and friends coming together is a reflection of them loving us.
Yeah.
Because they're just such different people coming from all different places. And it just integrates so seamlessly.
Yeah.
So I think that's just a reflection of their love for us. And I'm very grateful that we all have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me... What was it? A highlight?
Yeah. What have you done this year, and what's your one highlight?
Okay. I've done a lot of soul searching within myself. I think a highlight for me is, and nothing to the outside, but I've done a lot of spiritual work within myself, and getting to know myself again. So I think that's the highlight for me for this year. And getting back into my creativity. Because
we're ready for the new season.
Yes.
New collection.
Yes.
Because being an artist, it takes a lot financially. So really keeping your creativity alive while you can't invest in yourself and your creativity.
Amongst
and stuff
dealing
like that.
With another business as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think keeping my creativity alive has been very helpful within just like my transitional journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we're all in a transitional period.
We are, yeah.
A lot of things have been thrown at us this year, and we're like,
past
oh.
few weeks, girl. I feel like the past 2 months, we just all got like blindsided.
Yeah. So I think, just keeping my creativity alive has been very helpful. In this journey,
I will say for me, I feel like just pushing the boundaries of what DeMonte can do and what I'm capable of doing, and like knowing that I have to be uncomfortable with certain things to like get to another layer of who I am. As I said before, like I don't have all this shit figured out. Like, as many people, like, you know, you post something that you've done and it's like really successful, people are like, oh my god, you're always doing something, but a lot of the time people don't see the work that you put into go there or even get to the place that you want to, that you are at, and not even where you want to be at yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that for me, I'm always overthinking about like, what is next? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I did the support campaign. I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Great.
My bitch is everywhere. Yeah, international. Yeah.
Thank you. But also in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, next. Like, yeah, what's happening right now? So I feel like I'm still working on practicing this. It's like being present in the moment, obviously. Mm. But I feel like just pushing the boundaries as far as what I can do and how I can overcome things has been definitely been something I've been wanting to do more of. Like, even like when we did Career Talk, was that episode 3 of last year?
I think 3.
And that was when I wasn't even booking shit. Like, I wasn't doing anything. And I'm really proud of myself because I haven't even said this out loud, but I've done so much dancing since then. That
you have,
and it's just, it feels good. Like, I feel so much better when I'm being physically active. I even said that on a podcast too. Like, I feel I thrive in like environments where I can like be free, be like comfortable, but also push the boundary of what I'm doing, how I'm creating things. And I'm excited to see how that like will transform into something even bigger than I could imagine, because I know it's gonna happen.
It will. Yes, I'm on your way.
So,
and you're speaking it into existence right now.
Absolutely.
I
yeah, sorry,
go ahead.
No, yeah, that's it. I was going to say, I'm just excited to see where the growth will come, because I feel like I've done the work of like pushing what I'm doing and like how much I'm able to tolerate, mm-hmm. and on many different levels, because it's not linear. Yeah, I'm excited to see what will come. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what you said is really good about being present, because I remember when your Sephora campaign came out, you were like, oh, thank you. And with a lot of your stuff, you're just like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. You're always thinking of the next thing and you're not appreciating what is right in front of you. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you for saying
that you want to be more present.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. You're getting your bookings. We shoot at nighttime right now because of you.
So, exactly. I'm busy boy.
For you, and I'm glad that
you're busy boy.
Getting your bookings. You.
Yeah, you yeah, what keeps me present in moments like that when I'm feeling like, you know, what's next, is just thinking about like how far I've come. Mm-hmm. And I know I have so much further to go, but we've all come such a long way. Like, I always tell myself, if I could hug little Macy right now, he would be so proud of me, where I am. And so, yeah, that's how I try to stay present.
Yeah.
So I have three things I want to mention for my highlights. So first would be like the Mike Sahani video. I haven't done a video in so long.
So hot.
It's so good.
Thanks, you guys.
With the grills and the honey drip. Oh, my
God. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite scene.
That's my favorite scene, too. Like, that shit just, it just came together. Like, literally what I wanted just came together so perfectly. Yeah. And, like, I literally did it with all my friends. Like, the first scenes at Sakani's apartment. My friend, like, Sean was, like, the director, my friend shot it from back home. And we've been friends since we were, like, 13. And he's been rapping since, like, before I started rapping. Like, we met when I was 13, and he was already, like, low-key that nigga back home. Like, mm-hmm. he's literally just one of the most, like, popular people back home, and he's just such a good person, and he's just been grinding for so long. So, like, it was just dope for us to work together, because we've been, like, hustling together since we were young, and to be, like, in New York together doing that was amazing. And it was just an amazing final product. Like, every other video I've done has been so stressful and so expensive, and, like, it's not that this was particularly cheap, but I got what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was just proud of it. I just feel like I finally have a video that shows who I am and where I'm at in life. And, like, it's what I want. It's quality. So, like, that felt amazing to finally have that out. You guys got to meet my mom, which was, like, a big highlight for me.
Yes.
And, like, I got emotional even thinking about it, because, like, obviously most of my friends back home met my mom, but, like, I have a lot of friends here, and most of them have not met her. So that was just, like, very sentimental for me, because it's, like, you know, both of my worlds coming together.
Yes.
And that meant a lot to me.
And she ate that look up.
She did.
Okay, and she came into our party stunting.
Fuck around, okay? So, like, that's my girl. And that was special to me. And also, when I performed at OTA and you guys came, and that was, like, my first time, like, performing in front of you guys. Mm-hmm. And it just felt so good, like, having you guys support me, like, hearing you guys, like, screaming in the front row. And being that was the first time, not for Macy, but for you guys, like, that you had a show of mine, like, I'm getting emotional. But it just meant so much to me, you know, like, and I feel like that kind of just showed me, like, the type of friends you guys were. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course.
You know we're going to be in that front row all the motherfucking time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, so with all of the highlights that we had, do you guys feel like, you know, you could have done anything better this year? In terms of, you know, it could be career, it could be whatever's on your mind, relationships, friendships. Yes. Is there anything that you feel like you could have done a little bit better?
I think planning. A lot of the times you feel like you're doing so much, but you're not planning for your goals or planning for your future. Mm-hmm. And you get lost in, like, all your busyness. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a big issue for me this year. Is planning out my goals and just a plan of execution. Because obviously I have so many goals and I'm very ambitious. But if I'm not putting it on paper, planning shit out, like, how do I expect to get there?
Yeah. Mm.
So I think, I guess, not being comfortable, but getting used to where you are and kind of, like, trying to figure out how to... I think make life work where you're at right now. And yeah, I think just planning would have helped me a lot, especially during this time right now If I would have planned better, I think I would have been in a situation where I feel like at ease because I actually have a plan. But now I'm taking this free time that I have to, you know, plan things out and not be too hard on myself, but also just work on getting back to my devoted self and my self that's like motivated and determined to get to where I am.
It's a learning lesson. Yeah. And it's hard. Like it's so much easier to say it than do it, you know?
Right.
Like you, especially being that we are so busy, like, and we have so many other things going on and we live in one of the most expensive cities. Like,
yeah,
it's hard. It's not that it's not doable, but you know, like you said, like you have to like be easy on yourself and give yourself grace. Cause like, you're not the only one, like,
yeah.
And you're still doing a very good job, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I even say, like, even though you're not the only one, like, your experience is very much still valid in how you feel. No one will ever equate to, like, your experience. And that goes for all of us. It's just a matter of, like, how, like, honestly, this can kind of tie into mine. I feel like, you know, for me, it would be like, okay, it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something for me, I can be very independent and, like, I will get shit done by myself, but sometimes getting shit done when I want it done by like a week, it may turn into a month because I can really lack the control to like get it done.
Yeah.
And I feel like I put so much pressure on myself to do it all by myself because I feel like I need to do it by myself, not because I have to, not because I don't have the structure or help to like ask for help.
Yeah.
It's just like something in my mind is like, oh, this will, honestly, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, this will make me look better because I did it all by myself.
Yeah.
Like that's like ego talking.
Right.
And I feel like asking for help, it wasn't until my grandmother, I wish you guys could meet her. Y'all haven't met her yet, but Sakani has.
Love
her. Well.
Yes, absolutely. Love my grandmother. And it wasn't until she's like, it really sat with me. She's like, DeMonte, you have all of these people that want to help you. Why don't you just ask for help? And even though it's not like a big phrase of something, it doesn't, when someone that you know like really cares about what you're doing and like, really cares about like your craft and like what you do and like sees the struggle of like me trying getting up every day and just like doing shit that will literally fulfill my soul and not do it for anyone else. It really matters when someone is like, you know, you can just do this and like you'll see a pathway. And it wasn't until she literally, we were just talking and she's like, you have all the like accessibility in front of you, just use it.
Yeah.
And saying that goes a long way because it only takes like reaching out to one person. And if that is a no, then okay, let's move on to next.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, I think like asking for help has been like one of the main things. Like, and I feel like it goes on like all levels, like creatively, mentally, physically, emotionally. Like 2023 was like a rough year for me where I feel like I really tapped into like my emotions and realized like sometimes like, okay, like I'm not okay right now. And that's okay to feel that way. But how do we move forward from that too? Like,
yeah.
We don't want to be stuck in the same place. We want to feel the emotions, but we also want to acknowledge and move on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wait, tell me the question one more time. So I don't know how to answer exactly.
Yeah, so the question is if there's anything that you think you could have done better this year.
Yeah, so, like, I just feel like as an adult, I just am not financially stable. Like, I just feel like I just live. And yeah. I'm just like, bitch, hopefully we get a check next
tomorrow,
week. Like,
okay.
And that's like, I feel like I mentioned this on a podcast before, but, like, I kind of get that from my mom in the sense that, like, I just always have this mindset, money gonna come around. Like, what you gonna do? Not get no money? Like, yeah. You know, you gonna figure something out, but I need to get more in the space of a mindset. Like, I just often feel childish because I don't save often. Like, I'm very just, like, money burns a hole in my pocket. Like, I be feeling, when I got money, I be ready to spend that shit. Like, so... I feel like that's something I've just struggled with my whole life, like, just with working. And, like, luckily it's not so bad to where I don't pay my bills and, like, I'm homeless or I have nothing. But, like, you know, like you're saying, like, I sometimes feel like I just wish I planned better. Like, we didn't plan on losing our jobs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, being in that position all out of nowhere and now out of nowhere, you know, you're not getting the money you were making when we were making good money. You know, it's, like, that just changes your world a little bit. So, mm-hmm. like... I just wish I was a little more, like, that stressed me out immensely.
Yeah.
Like, so.
It's, not to cut you off,
no,
but it's annoying, too, because, you know, if we were in different financial situations, like coming up, growing up, we would have the knowledge to know these things and to know how to save, know about taxes, know things like that.
We're not even taught those things. Hello? And I wouldn't even blame like our families as much as I blame the schooling system.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, those are things we should be taught. Like, so
100%. But we're taught to like, because we have such big dreams, I think it's different when growing up where we grew up, it's kind of like we're taught to stay in that place.
Yeah.
And because we're now coming up, we're like,
we never had the means of living how we live.
Exactly.
Like, or we don't, exactly. So it's like, and that's the thing. I don't, even the people who are a little more financially stable in my family are only so financially stable. Like, you know, a lot of people are still living paycheck to paycheck, which is just the world we live in. But it's like, I don't have people I can go get that advice from, really, you know? And it's like, I am at a point where I know people who save money and I could, but it's still just like, I'm not in the means to save any money right now. So it's like, even if I get that advice, I can't really apply it.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of times it's just me, like, because it's just like, I feel like it's just like a thing of just being like, boy, just chill. Like, I'm in a position now where it's like, I kind of have to save. Like, y'all know, like, I ain't been doing shit. Yeah. Like, everything I've been doing lately is cheap or free. So it's like, yeah, I feel like that's the one thing I'm like, boy, you got to get that together. Like, and I also always have the mindset that, like, money's going to come back around and you're going to become successful. Like, I always have the mindset, boy, you could become rich tomorrow. So, like, spend that money because you could die tomorrow too. Like, so I think finding a balance with that for me is like was my biggest struggle this year. But I feel like I've just struggled with that in adulthood. So like going into the new year, I do kind of want to like get that together.
Gotcha. Agreed. I totally feel that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I feel like I could have done better this year is holding myself accountable, but holding myself accountable in a way that's not beating myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like meeting all of my goals, and there's just things that I know that I need to do. There's like, I know I need to write in my diary. I know I need to do my morning affirmations. I need to meditate. And when I don't do those things, I just go down this dark spiral of just like, why aren't you doing this? Mm-hmm. You know you have to do this. Why aren't you doing it?
That's so real.
What's it going to take for you to want to be better? What's it going to take for you to? So that's one thing that I'm struggling with. And accountability, but in a positive way.
Yeah. I will say, I think finding or making the time for that and incorporating it into your routine, because that's what I'm learning too. I do better with routine, and obviously all of those things are for us to for ourselves. So when you start your day off like that, it's, I know for me, it definitely has put me in a better mood because I'm doing something for myself before I start working for someone else. Just my tip.
No, yeah, I received that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing affirmations, I was doing it for like a month straight when I was on my sober September. I was also doing affirmations and I felt so positive.
Yeah.
And then October came around, bitch. And next up, I want to just have a moment of gratitude. If we could go all around and say something that we're thankful for from each person that through this year, and I'll go first for an example. But Sikhani, the one thing that I'm thankful for you is that your doors are always open. And we can just, it'll just be me and you, bitch. And we're watching movies, kicking it, chilling, and we're just, you know, just having intimate one-on-one time. So that's something that I'm thankful for you.
Yes.
Tay, what I'm thankful for you is that you let me in this year. I feel like earlier when we first started out, I feel like you were the person that I got close to last.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we did Flow together. We did Mesa together. So we just bond over music. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that you finally, let me in a little bit more. Ja, I'm just thankful for you holding me down, bitch, and teaching me how to like vent to my friends. You know, because that's the first thing you're going to do, bitch.
I can get your bitch that quick. Always, you know, no time.
And like, growing up, I was taught to, you know, keep your business closed. Don't be telling everybody your business. Mm-hmm. And I even brought that into my friendships. But being friends with you, I've learned like, you can talk about how you're feeling. You can talk about what you went through. You don't have to just, you know, bottle it up and deal with it. So, yeah, guys, that's my three for you. Whoever wants to go next, go around.
I can go next. I'll say for Sakani, I will say I'm grateful that it's like open communication with us now. I feel like in the beginning, and I feel like it's still like a work in progress, but we were very much like, okay, like it's fine, everything's fine. But I feel like now we are at the point where we can have like conversations about things that have been bothering us in a sense of like, not like it's stressing us out, but like just acknowledging like some of like the differences that we have had and like don't want to ignore it no more.
Yeah.
And even though like we don't like say it all the time, I feel like it's nice to acknowledge that, okay, like it's okay to feel different about it and we don't have to like be like combative about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's been something too, because I feel like I just come from a place where it's like, okay, you don't agree with someone and someone will like can take it the wrong way and then like make it a whole big scenario for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really grateful for that. And yeah, Macy, I will say I'm really grateful that I feel like it's the openness for me as well with you, but also just the fact that like we can find our niche and where we like will really bond. And is I feel like we always can bond over music. And that has been the pathway to like us being able to talk more about many different things.
Yeah.
And even like us living in the same state, we don't even talk about that because it's like that doesn't define who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I feel like you can figure out a lot about who a person is like based on like music and things too. So it's just nice to like share that space with you and like, okay, bitch, we going round for round.
Yeah.
Who playing this? You playing this? Okay, you playing
right.
You playing Brandy? Okay, I'm gonna put on Monica. It's right. Like, no, let me stop. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that battle thing. But I will say, Ja, I feel like for me, I'm grateful that we have taken our time and getting to like explore like one another as far as like our conversations. It's like, even I will say this moment because this was like the first time we really got on FaceTime, even though it was like maybe, was it a week ago? Like it was last Sunday. That was like our first time really on FaceTime. Yeah. But it's also just like we've had so many conversations like outside of the group, and it's been so fun because it's like I feel like we're so goofy, we just laugh about shit, but it's like, okay, you know, this is actually serious, but we're gonna laugh about it, but we know like what it means. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. I will say as a group, I'm really grateful that we have taken the time to really invest in one another, like individually as a group, like trio, duo, quartet, it doesn't matter. We have all invested in one another, even solo. And I feel like that's the biggest growth as a friendship, because it doesn't even matter who we are. It's like we can still come together as one and it still be as powerful as it was before.
Yeah.
Queen shit, bitch.
You go, Ja.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I'm just ready to cry.
Like, yeah.
Before this episode even started, I was just ready to cry. But, to start, I would say, like, I feel this, like, same, like, to piggyback off Macy, I feel like we got much closer this year, and I just feel like our friendship has just grown a lot. Like, we have our own conversations, we talk about stuff, and I feel like I just learned that we're a lot more alike than I thought. Like, we are both very goofy, like, and I also just appreciate, like, I mean, all of you guys do, but, like, you always make an effort to show up for me, like, whatever it is, and you do live further than a lot of people. That's why, like, I appreciate it, because it's, like, bitch, I don't know if I'll be towing the bag around everywhere trying to make it to everything. So the fact that you put that effort forth, like, it really does mean a lot to me, because it's like nobody wants to do that, you know, but you do it for your friends. And I just think that's a big character defining thing, and I appreciate that. Sakani, yeah, like, I agree with Macy, like, your doors are always open, and I feel like our friendship has gotten a lot closer this year too. But I just love how, like, real we are with each other. Like, I feel like there's been so many scenarios, like, I kind of feel like we kind of all had a scenario we could have fell out. But, you know, like, we've had scenarios where we're just like, bitch, like, fuck that nigga. Like,
okay.
And right. I just feel like it made our friendship so much stronger. And, like, that, too, to me is, like, a character-defining thing, because gay niggas really be snakes, you know? It's like, it could be people will say one thing and then tell a nigga the next thing, you know? And it's like, I don't ever feel that way about y'all. Like, and I just, like, I already knew that about Macy, but to kind of, like, get to that point with you and be like, I know a nigga will never come between us. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, a really good feeling to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Macy, Oh my goodness. I can't believe it's been like some years for us now, girl. Like, I would just say, like, you've inspired me so much. Like, bitch, I don't know how you went to school. Like, I don't know how you did this and went to school and still managed to hang out with us and do brunches and dinners and go out. Like, I just think you're such a hardworking person. I think you're so disciplined. And I don't know anybody that works. Like, I think you work harder than, like, almost anybody I know. And I think it's just inspiring, you know? Like, you guys all inspire me. So, yeah. I'm just so grateful for you guys. I'm just on the verge of tears, but...
I know. I'm trying to...
I really appreciate it.
I am so grateful for y'all.
Yes. Ja, I will say... I think the same thing. I think we don't talk every day or things like that. Same with you guys, but specifically us. It's just such a, I don't know, it feels like secure. Like, you and I can't talk for like, may not speak for like 6 months. And I know if I called you, you'll be right there. So I think just having that security in a friendship is so important. And I feel that, and I feel the energy when I look at you. Like, it's just, we're secure and locked in.
You're gonna make me cry, girl.
We're gonna cut that out. Macy, we've just, honestly, looking back at season one, I realize how close we were not. Mm. And being together now, I'm just so appreciative for all the moments we've had this year. And it just has been so fun getting to know you. And I'm just thankful to have had the chance to get to know you. Tay, like you were saying, I think it feels good to not be in a place where our friendship feels like surface level anymore. Mm-hmm. We've had tough conversations of things that were bothering us and just like personal individual things as well. And it feels good to have gotten to that place because we were friends for like 3 years before we actually started having these tough conversations.
Yeah.
And I think it's important in every friendship to just have those tough conversations because that's what really makes the friendship meaningful at the end of the day. I'm grateful.
We had to get to that point, you know. It's like, we were friends when we started, and obviously we talked about how fresh the friend group started, but like, we literally had to go through those things throughout the podcast, you know. So it's like we've just learned about each other, and I'm just so glad like it's still working, you know. Like, so many things could have gone left, like between one and two of us or the whole group, you know. And it's like, we've just, it's working. I just think it's like God's plan and the universe's plan. Like, it's just for a bigger purpose as well.
For sure. And I think us working on ourselves individually has helped not only us, but also the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it just reflects in our work.
Mm-hmm. The followers going up, baby.
Okay. And these conversations that we're having are important to
and
have.
And real, you know.
Because just us speaking on our friendship could help another group of friends have these tough conversations and think of ways to bring up something you're not really like sure how you want to bring up. You know? Mm-hmm.
I will say it's just also like the fact that I said this before I think it was season one, that a lot of people don't have these tough conversations that need to be had, or just like not even tough, but uncomfortable conversations. Yeah. It's like, you know, for me, sometimes I am very much the person that will just like cruise along. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. But then there comes like a point as far as like energy or like stagnation, like within myself. And I'm like, this just feels like off. And I can become really distant with that, but not even intentionally. It's just like, okay, I'm feeling so much in my head about what the fuck I'm doing and having like outside experiences sometimes where I feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on. It just makes it even more like I need to like drift away.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was a point in time where I wasn't even seeing y'all that much because I was just like so much in my head about what I was doing, also trying to like cater to other people's needs and things like that. And I feel like it was kind of like a pivotal moment for me where it's like I feel like I had to choose sometimes where I'm like, I don't want to choose because I miss my friends. Like we haven't even had like a day where we just like sit and talk.
Yeah. And it's been a minute.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like I thrive in those intimate spaces. And that's where I'm like, you know, the parties and everything is really fun. Obviously, we get paid for it, yada, yada, yada. But, like, at the end of the day, like, our friendship is not just based on, like, us hosting a party and, like, coordinating an outfit together. Like, it's so much more to it. And everyone doesn't see that we have a lot of these, like, tough moments by ourselves and as a group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just really happy that we are finally at a point where it's, like, at least some initiation can happen instead of, like, trying to, like, go back and forth about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's see. What's something that you're looking forward to for 2024?
Money.
The bag.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah, money for the podcast, money for me, money for y'all. Like, mm-hmm. I just... How much we've grown this year, like, it really sometimes is surreal to me that it's only been a year for the podcast, because I'm like, bitch, we did that. Like,
yeah.
We really need to celebrate for our 1 year anniversary, because it's crazy. Y'all, like, we stormed. Like, yeah, and I'm just like, to know this is the first year we're already going to be, like, almost done with the second season by our first year anniversary. Like, y'all, like, that was only 1 year, you know? Literally. So it's like, just imagine, like, to what's to come. Like,
and we've had amazing guests, like,
on we've elevated, you know, like, literally, if someone just goes look at an episode from last season, it's like, bitch, y'all stepped it the fuck up. So,
no, I was looking, was it with you?
Yeah. I don't even be wanting to watch him.
Bitch, we looked at a video, I said, ew, that curtain.
I don't be wanting to watch them. I like, I literally am triggered. Well,
shout out to Brooklyn Podcast, we love y'all, but we did have to,
we had to elevate. we had to grow, you know, but that was like where we had to, it was a good place to start, you know.
It was
also a studio.
Shout out to Josh for real, because he gave us so many pointers, and
he did. He ate us up after every episode.
He said, actually, y'all didn't eat that. Y'all need to incorporate this.
And y'all not asking the viewers nothing.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate it.
Yeah, so we appreciate him for sure.
Yeah.
Because he took a lot of initiative,
and he's helped us get to where we are now, especially I just think with the conversation flowing, like he's definitely helped us out.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Yes, I will say, what was the question again?
What are you looking forward to for 2024?
I am looking forward to more discipline in, like, my actions, and, like, affirming what I'm going to say, what I'm going to say or do, and actually doing it, like, actually putting my best foot forward. Yes.
I don't think that's what you were trying to say, but
I was gonna say put my actions where my mouth is. Is that what people
put say? Your money put where your money mouth where is?
But not well, money.
You could use action, too, but
well,
we get it.
Everybody know what you're saying.
Yes.
Walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, it goes back to planning. Like, I can plan, but to actually have the execution is something different. So I really just want to walk and affirm myself that I can do it, but also goes back to what I was saying earlier, ask for help when needed, because there's always opportunities for someone to help you. And that
and we're here to help. Too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For 2024, I'm looking forward to stability in every aspect, emotionally, physically, financially, in my career. Just stability, I think, is a good one.
Yeah. Gotcha.
For 2024, I'm really looking forward to, you know, finding my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just feel like I'm kind of like on this earth. You know, I'm like, what was I created for?
Yeah.
I want to really just hone in on that and, you know, try to make an impact in people's lives and not just, you know, cruise through life. And I really want to just find my purpose and walk in it.
Yeah.
But well,
this is one of them.
Absolutely. I feel like one of my purposes is to be that that figure for Black queer younger people who kind of went through the same things of, like, hating yourself and thinking that being gay was gross, evil, wrong. So that is definitely one of my purposes. And, you know, with the podcast, we get those comments a lot, but I wanted to be a little bit more. Like, I want to reach those younger kids and just...
Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're going to get there for sure. But, the audience, I want to know what y'all are looking forward to for 2024.
Absolutely.
And I also want to know what you're looking forward to from the Busy Boys from 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, put that in the
comments.
Let us know.
Because sex tape now.
Well, maybe not that. But, okay. So...
think me and Tay missed it, but okay.
No, you were, we were talking about the sex tape, and we, me and Sakai, I was like, oh, let's do it. Oh. No, but no, we're just
fucking it. Make a video. Just call Raheem. Just let's do it.
Okay, I know we're running out of time, so let's get to the audience question, y'all. I want to do... so the question is... wait, no, I don't want to do that one, sorry, y'all. I want to do this one. So the question is, am I wrong for cutting a friend off for not being invited to certain functions with them because I don't fit their aesthetic? They're gaslighting me right now, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Do we have advice for this person, guys?
I'm curious to know, how did they tell you this? Yeah. Like, did they straight up tell you, I don't want you to come out because you don't be dressing like me and my other bitches? Mm. Or, because if they straight up told you that, bitch, that is not a friend. Like, right. Because that, any friend that's really loves you and cares about you, that wants you in your, their space, honestly not going to be present. Now, if it's like a theme for the party and they're like, girl, don't be dressing down, and that's different. But if you just feel like they don't like how you dress and don't want you to come out, that's not really your friend.
Yeah.
Like, but I also am just curious, like, are you saying that? Like,
or was that actually told to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you, like, what did they say to you to make you, if they straight up told you that, that bitch, first of all, I would just take that as the bitch don't even want to be my friend. If somebody said, bitch, you dress dusty and I do not want you to come out with me.
Yeah.
Like, I would take that as, even if that would, like, I would just be like, girl, okay.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, your friend should be seen with you in person, in private. 100%. You should be able to take them anywhere.
It shouldn't matter.
Six Flags.
Love somebody that, like, you walk around to present yourself. Like, how somebody else is walking around, that don't got shit to do with you. Yeah, so
yeah, and if there is an aesthetic thing, like, if you don't, if your breath stink, you can tell me that. If you,
that's what I'm wondering too. Like, is there a deeper rooted problem that they said, girl, you can't come out? Like,
But I feel like they should, you should be able to tell me. You shouldn't be just not inviting me out.
No, that's... Bitch, they say, like, keep that funky breath in the house, bitch.
Bitch,
like,
stay home.
Like, bitch, I'm bored.
You don't fit the aesthetic, honey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Let's go put
on deodorant. That's what I'm saying.
It also depends how close they are.
Hello?
Anybody want gum?
Hello?
You want some? You want some? You want some?
It also depends how close they are, because if one of y'all stink, I'm going to let y'all know, like, ripping a Band-Aid off. I'm not going to be like, oh, girl, do you want some gum? No, bitch, your breath stink. We need to leave.
You need to go in the bathroom now,
yeah,
bitch.
Because it's embarrassing.
Like, yeah, and it's just being real with your friends. I think if it's a physical thing, bitch, if my friend looking a mess, I'm going to let them know, and we're still going to go out together.
Yeah.
Looking a mess and not liking someone's personal style, I feel like it's two different things, too. Because you could just look crazy. Like, no matter how you dress, what your aesthetic is. But if you just have a different style than your friend, like, you're... they're more, like, urban, you're more bohemian or something like that. I just feel like shit like that is so... if your friend really pressed about that, bitch, that is not your friend.
Exactly, because all our styles are so different. Yeah. You could see that just by us sitting here.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm not going to invite you out because our aesthetics are different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think...
well, your their friends probably don't eat it like us.
Well, nobody does.
The material.
But,
yeah, I think... say the question again one more time.
Yeah. So the question is, am I wrong for cutting a friend off for not being invited to certain functions with them because I don't
fit... so you cut them off already?
Yes. Because I don't fit their aesthetic. They're gaslighting me right now, and I'm curious to hear you guys' thoughts.
I want
to
know what they're gaslighting you about. Yeah.
Send them this clip and say, bitch, you're fake because...
well, it's anonymous.
Yeah, it's
anonymous. Oh, well, they going to see, though?
No? Yeah.
Well, send us the...
send us the screenshot.
Watch this.
Let us know the tea.
And then come back to the anonymous. After you
update watch. Us. We need an updated question.
But I don't think you're wrong for cutting them off.
Not at all.
I think maybe a conversation should have been had before cutting them off. Of just like, tell me what's up.
Yeah, just
I wouldn't even
feel.
I feel like you could do that to be gracious, but I don't feel like that's necessary if they were kind of like, I don't like how you step in, like, don't come out with me. I feel like that's terms to block a bitch. Like,
well,
gotta,
yeah.
So
I
like,
feel that, but at the same time, by this question, I feel like that wasn't really said to them.
Yeah, but
I don't
like,
see a person saying that to
them. Because they're saying they got gaslit. That's what's kind of making me feel like that person trying to make them feel bad for what they said to them, too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, bitch, stand on what you did. Like, yeah, you did that because that did hurt your feelings and you felt away. So, like, I do feel like I only be feeling like a conversation has had it in moments like that if that person wants to have it, because they were hurt. Like,
yeah.
Don't do it for the other party. Do it for yourself. Like, so, but yeah, you're not, I don't think you're wrong. I think you're dead ass right. I would have did the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think finding maybe a new friend who doesn't really care about that stuff would.
Come to New York, girl. Come out with us. Come to the next event.
Yes.
Also, I will say, I feel like, and this is just like me just being real, I feel like there are certain friends for like certain things. And this just comes 100%. Down to like.
I agree with that.
It's like just being realistic. Like, okay, if, you know, we're going like somewhere where it's like fine dining and like things like that. And you know, like, this is okay. Like, some friends don't dress like that and they probably won't get
that ain't their vibe. Yeah. I just, it's for me, it's more so that's not that person's. They don't do shit like that. So I'm not going to invite them and take them outside of their comfort zone just for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still considerate of my friends. Like, this is not the space you want to be in. And I know you might still come to support me, but, like, I know you wouldn't enjoy it. We can do something together that we will both enjoy.
Right.
So I agree with that. Like, I don't think every friend is for everything.
Agreed.
Yeah, and that's I feel like that's where we need more context, because we don't know exactly what it is you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's important to have friends for different things. Friends for going out, friends for crying, friends for just sitting down, watching movies, whatever the case may be. But it's nice to have those friends you can do all of those things with.
Yeah.
So I think finding your niche, finding like people who are going to stick beside you no matter what.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I agree. But hopefully we helped you out with that.
I hope we did.
Mm-hmm. And to close this episode, we started off with one word we would describe our 2023 individually. If you could have one word to describe the year 2023 for the Busy Boys as a whole, what would it be?
Flourishing. Yeah. I think that would be my word. Because we're still not where we want to be, but I think we've had so much success this year together. Mm-hmm. Even just people coming up to us at parties or events and just giving us our flowers, I think that's really special.
It is.
Yes. Not everybody gets that. And none of us take it for granted. Even like if we're alone and someone says it, we're like right in the group chat, like, oh my God, someone came up to me, said this, this, and that. And we're like, oh, I think that's really special. Because, you know, people could be like rude about it or just like, be like, yeah, I know we're doing our thing. I think it's important for us to still remain humble and grateful for the people supporting us as we're continuously growing. So
absolutely.
I would say that my word will be underdogs. Like, I don't necessarily feel like when we started people were counting us out, but I feel like over time, and also keeping in mind what Josh told us about, like, a lot of people do a few episodes of a podcast and don't finish.
Yeah.
So like, I just think how like we all made this a part of our personal brands, like we all took it so seriously, and I just think like people, I feel like people are at this point like, these bitches, not only are they still doing it, like they stepped it up, like, and I just feel like, you know, people are like, how the fuck are they doing it, you know? And I just think like, even like, you know, we've had conversations about like brands and companies that have tried to count us out or just ignore us, like, and I just think like we come out swinging every time, like, and we just keep growing, and I just, we're gonna end up on top, you know? So it's just like, it's just a good feeling. Like, I just feel like, you know, we all know we're gonna do it, but to see other people count us out and then to keep accomplishing shit, like, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Sure. That's a good word, sure, underdogs, because like we've had conversations together where it's like certain things were being looked past. but I think it's, like you said, it's important for us to continue to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one word I'm going to use to describe Busy Boys in 2023, I'm going to say real.
2023.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. We ain't been there yet. We're going to get to
time. We're going
to
get
to But I'm going to say real. Like, nothing on this podcast is fake. Mm-hmm. Like, even with the colorism episode, we handled that so well. With the Douche and Dangerous episode, we talk about sex, a lot of things that people shy away from. Mm-hmm. Like, people watching this watching that episode, they're like, that's disgusting, that's gross. But we're taking our sexuality and we're making it a beautiful thing that we can talk about. And gay sex, gay love is beautiful. And
it's just real, it happens.
Like, yeah, and it's And it's real. And then when we talk about our friendship on certain episodes, it's just real shit. Like, yeah, everything.
Especially today.
It's just all real. There's no there's no smoke and mirrors here, I feel mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. Very transparent, very, very real group of people.
Yes. Yeah. I will say my word would be powerful. And I say that because I really do say that because not only you have to look at what we've done in 2023 and like we really like honed in like not only on ourselves but the brand and like of what Busy Boys are and what it means to us and just the amount of growth that we've had and like knowing that, you know, there are other podcasts that people can watch, but there's nothing, you're not going to get the same experience because we're all in our 20s, we're all trying to figure our shit out, we're all creatives and still navigating our life, just trying to figure out mental shit, physical shit, relationship shit, career shit, like it's everything all in one, but I feel like we do it so well and we do it like we really can sit in what we're feeling and like laugh about it, cry about it, be sad about it, mope about it, hug about it, all the shit, drink about it, like so many things. And I say, yeah, just powerful. And like also like the photo shoots we have, like that shit eats. And I'm sorry y'all counting us out because stop doing it.
Like, just accept it. We're here to stay.
We're just sickening.
We're here to stay.
I win.
You lose.
So yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, ending the episode. Just thank you to all of our supporters.
Yes. Love you guys. All of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for running those subscribers up. We're up to like almost 800. Thank you for running those. Thank you for running up those Instagram followers, those yes. Twitter followers.
We're yes. like, those are just climbing every day. Y'all still fighting on that reel, but
yeah, still going in on that reel. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. So yes.
And if you guys are having a hard time in life, just know it's just a season and keep pushing through. And absolutely. You got this.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Yeah, keep sending those anonymous questions. Busy Boys signing off.
Happy 2023.
Happy 2023. Yeah. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
We will see you guys in 2024. Goodbye. Ooh.
Love
busy
y'all. Boy. Busy, busy boy. Busy boy. Busy, busy boy, aren't you? Okay.